This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington as well. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, May 13th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody.
Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
I had Jason, you're on the dietary restrictions now, right?
Yeah, it starts today, really. Well, it kind of started yesterday.
Good meal in?
I had some salmon with mashed potatoes and broccoli last night from Bonefish.
It's a nice healthy meal. It's good.
Had a gift card to Bonefish. I had to take advantage of that.
Yes, you do.
You should have done what the guys do on Naked and Afraid before they go off on their adventure. They just
didn't even take a minute to get a Naked and Afraid reference.
They pile on like 40 pounds or whatever because they know they're going to lose all this weight while they go out there. So you should have done that last night. You just pile on the pounds to sustain you over the next few days.
Should have done that, but so today is pretty much all liquids, and then tomorrow I got to take that stuff. I'll be pooping all day.
When's your appointment?
Thursday?
Friday?
I'm pretty sure I piled on the pounds the last 3 days.
Been doing a good job of that.
Like an 8 mile run on Saturday, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, no running, and just a lot of ice cream and cookies.
Well, I've already violated my 12-hour little fast thing. I had my buddy, I finally, for the first time, hosted a friend, I had my buddy Tom over, and we just outside, not inside. We're around the fire pit. He didn't leave until 11:15, and you know we were boozing. And I brought out chips at 10 o'clock. Me, what are you gonna do?
Chips? That's almost chips. Like a date. Like you guys alone on the patio.
Well, my wife was out
raging
there too.
Fire.
My wife was out there. My girls were in the hot tub, courtesy of Offenbachers.
Walked into Bonefish last night, and chips was on their television screen.
All right,
the movie
was it? Eric Estrada?
No, the TV show from like 1981.
That's really? Wild.
Eric Estrada, John Wilcox.
Mm-hmm.
They did a movie in the last couple of years, a reboot of Chips. I think it was terrible.
Yes, they do. Of course it was. TV show was terrible too, but I watched a little bit of it.
I watched it too. It was a great show.
What are you talking about terrible? How dare you slander that show?
I watched it because I was young and stupid.
I wasn't a huge fan.
There was nothing else being offered.
It was a great show. Chips. Iconic.
Chips.
Chips. That wasn't in your go-to? You didn't watch it, Jason?
I mean, I did just because I was 10.
Right.
Right. Because there were three channels.
Right.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean...
It wasn't better than the Dukes of Hazzard.
No way.
Although there are a million channels on right now, and there's nothing to watch. I don't know. I need a new show.
I don't even know if I watched TV at all yesterday. I'm trying to think. Well,
right.
I don't think I did.
Oh, good for you.
I don't even think I didn't put the news on. I didn't watch any replayed sports. I'd already watched Last Dance. Didn't watch anything on the DVR. Oh, I watched the rest of Waco Cakes.
Oh, you did?
You guys got to watch that.
It's pretty good, right?
If that's the way it really went down.
Yeah, I mean,
that wasn't a mass suicide. That was a mass homicide. But who knows if that's the way it really went
right.
down.
I mean, it's It makes you think about the whole situation. You're like, leading into watching it, I was clearly pro-government, but mm-hmm. it makes you think more about, well, maybe the government response wasn't really what it should have been for what was going on in that spot. It makes you think about both sides, which I guess is good.
We'll never know the truth, ever.
Yeah.
My buddy.
But it's really well done, and the acting's
great.
My buddy messaged me the other day, and I'm pretty sure you guys have talked about this, or at least Kevin has. He says, I got to watch Sneaky Pete. Did you guys all watch that one?
I've heard about it. I think that's on Amazon. Is that Amazon or Netflix?
I don't know. He sent me the trailer. It's on YouTube.
I think it's Amazon.
Giovanni Ribisi?
Giovanni Ribisi plays a con guy out of prison. He says it's really, really good.
Yeah.
So that sounds right up my alley. So if I sit down and get invested in a show, that might be my next one.
Well, Waco is only six episodes, only 6 hours.
Right.
So you would actually, I think you'd dig it.
Now,
acting's really good.
I hate reenact. If they're reenacting, though, right? They're kind of reenacting.
It's not
the
a documentary,
thing.
No.
Yeah.
It's fictionalized.
It's like the OJ thing. I didn't like it. JP loved it, but, you know, with John Travolta in it,
But it's got Taylor Kitsch in it, who's money. I love Taylor Kitsch from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah.
And it's got Michael Shannon in it. He was from the Boardwalk Empire. He's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Eric, I know for a fact, like, you loved the movie JFK back in the day with Kevin Costner. And then
I love that movie.
It'd be similar to that.
True. Very true. But I wasn't alive for the JFK stuff, so that was, like, all new to me. You know, it really was.
Okay, but I'm guessing you don't know many details about Waco.
I think I know a lot, and I was pretty knee deep into that one.
I just remember seeing it on, you know, CNN, but it's so much different now in terms of social media and the coverage. Mm-hmm. And you would just only see, you know, little clips of what was going on in the standoff, and I don't remember much of it. I was 23 years old.
I don't remember. I'm sure I followed it to an extent, but. I wasn't like watching it. I don't think I was watching it every day.
Right. If it happened today, it'd be 24/7. I mean, you'd have round the clock coverage of it.
Right.
Right. I feel like I know a lot about it, but maybe I don't. You know, I'm sure there are nuggets I don't know.
I saw you recommend a show to Valdez yesterday on the Google Hangout.
That's right.
What's the new show you're watching on Amazon?
It's actually on Apple TV.
It's Apple.
Defending Jacob. With Chris Evans, also known as Captain America. It's really good. It's a crime. It's a middle school whodunit. Middle schooler winds up dead. Chris Evans' son becomes the main suspect. And it ricked me that I caught up to the live programming. I'm episodes in, and now my daughter and I have to wait till Friday for the next episode. It's kind of tilting. It's kind of got me on monkey stilts. But it's really well done. Looking forward to the next episode.
Drabby, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say Chip and Joanna are the best thing to ever happen to Waco, because until they came along, every time I heard Waco, I just thought of David Koresh.
Oh, right.
You just thought of Branch Davidians.
Yeah. Well, that is true. 100%.
What about RG3?
I mean, well, maybe that was a blip.
Maybe Baylor, right.
Well, I'll tell you what. Yeah, they always highlight Baylor on that, right? My son has one of his best friends decided to go to Baylor, and you know, all these kids, it's very trendy where kids like to go to these big state schools or whatever, and I don't even know if that's a state school, whatever the hell it is, you know, big school. And he went down there and he said it's nothing like he thought. Like,
right.
Like everyone, first of all, there's nothing to do down there, and then everyone is so uber religious. And
yeah, it's
I'm not
Baptist school.
I'm not knocking it, but
yeah.
For him, and he wants to go out and have fun and stuff, he's like, it's a nightmare.
It's
like,
not the spot.
No, it is not the spot.
My brother went to Baylor.
Did he like it?
He's a Bear.
He liked it. And he's not a religious guy, so I don't know why he went there, but it's super Baptist.
Yeah.
It's super strict.
Well, it's very private.
Yeah, they said it's super strict. I think like the guys even have a hard time like getting beer and stuff.
I don't think it's a state school. It's got to be private.
Yeah.
And
the only thing I knew about Baylor is that my brother went there, and I applied, and it was my number two school. it couldn't have been any different than Arizona State.
Yeah, Drabby almost went to Baylor. That would have been weird.
I just wouldn't want to live in Waco.
Couldn't be any more different. Is that what you say, Drabby?
Yeah.
Right. Did your brother complain?
He loved it. Yeah, he did.
And
this was like when Baylor would win zero football games a year.
Right. By the way, it's pretty ironic that Baylor was his number two, didn't go there super religious, but he ended up joining a cult and a anyway, party yeah. school.
It's a very good, that's
very ironic.
Good, very good point, Valdezzi.
They had their my cult had its own David Koresh.
Oh, they did.
You just was a black guy with cut off shirts.
Did he's very charismatic.
Did he have 40 wives and have kids with all of them?
No, he's just.
Was he the only one?
The pack.
Was he the only one allowed to have sex with the other members of the cult? Because that was kind of David Koresh's thing too.
Oh yeah.
Did he have sex with dudes too, or just the girls?
No, just with the women.
Yeah.
But all of them.
Yeah. Basically, he was cuckolding all the dudes inside the complex. every single one of them.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a show.
It's kind of hot, Case.
I don't think there were any video cameras, though, documenting it. Oh, I could be wrong.
Oh, he might have had his own.
He might have had his own personal stash.
Oh, it was hot, all right. That last scene, it was very hot.
Yeah.
Last scene, and like, those guys, they were firing guns at him, too, right? It was like a shootout before they knocked it
not
over
in the
and
last
lit it on fire?
Not in the last scene.
The last scene is where he dies.
Originally, when they fired into the complex, that's when there was a bunch of murder or killings,
right?
And some FBI officers died.
Brutal.
But the very last scene is just when they attacked the complex and they inserted the tear gas.
Yeah,
and that's what the Branch Davidians claim that's what started the fire.
Right.
Government claims that the Branch Davidians started the fire.
Yeah. They lit it on fire. Yeah.
Though you go back and you see, like, they spotlight eight different times where the government has used, like, that sort of tear gas on different compounds.
Always starts fires.
Every single time it started a fire.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can either believe the government or you can believe.
It's crazy. It was a crazy show, man. It was really well done, though.
Yeah.
I thought. I know Drabby hated it, but I liked it.
No, I thought it was all right. I just thought it was kind of like a Hallmark channel with blood and violence.
A little more violence. Yeah.
But just kind of cheesy.
I just like Taylor Kitsch.
Yeah, I can't. I think I might be out, Jason.
It's good, though. I mean, I guarantee you'd like it. Especially if you were following it back in 93.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how you weren't. I feel like we were all following
it. I did, but I mean, it was so long ago, you kind of forget things.
Yeah, that one was so weird that it kind of haunted me. That one and the cult where the guys with the sneakers. And
the Heaven's Gate.
Whatever it's called, the Haley Bop Comet or whatever the hell it was.
Hale Bop, yeah.
That one kind of haunted me, too. Cults are so weird that they do throw me. They just, you know what I mean? It's so unsettling.
Yeah, it's a weird concept.
Because you're like, how do people fall prey to that?
And how do you get brainwashed?
I told my son before he went to school, I said, now, dude, I like had a whole prep for him because I thought this happened everywhere. And I said, you're going to be accosted by people. They're going to give you like little Bible verses, or they're going to tell you to come to their meetings and just stay away. I'm not anti-religion. I'm not saying that. But these charlatans or whatever, these people that just kind of prey on college students, they preyed on Drabby. And he fell victim to it. Don't do it. And he told me that he hadn't seen one person like that at his school. Doesn't exist. At Maryland, they were everywhere. They would hand me their stuff, invite me to their meetings.
They'd give you literature.
Yes.
Try to wrangle you in.
Did that happen at Towson, Cakes?
Not that I can recall. I don't remember a lot of cult leaders walking around trying to recruit people.
Well, they might not have
you
been the leaders.
You must have been a marquee, because I went to Maryland for 4 years, and I don't remember ever being approached by anybody giving me pamphlets.
Could be, because I was alone first couple years. I commuted.
You were lonely. He might have been vulnerable.
EB would take naps at the student union, right?
Between classes, I had nowhere to go. I had no dorm.
Yeah,
that was the stamp.
I'd go up on like the fourth floor and I'd take my big 6'1" body and lay all the way out across a couch and tilt everyone.
I'd meet him and go for lunch or something like that. But he would have 3-4 hours between classes and he didn't have a dorm.
Yeah, if I have a 9 o'clock class and then a 12 o'clock or something, what the hell are you gonna do?
Yeah, you just stay there.
You loiter. Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, stay there and read the paper.
Yeah, and then Horsey would come over and ruin my lunch. Sit down right at my table.
Read the Orioles box course.
Yeah.
Horsey was a commuter for like 6 years. Now, eventually, he moved in with us.
He moved in with us, but it took him a while. It might have technically I don't want to slander him. It might have taken him 7 years to get that degree. Because how can you graduate in six when you take accounting one four times?
Hey, no, I struggle with accounting one, too.
Four times.
It's difficult.
And that guy works in the mortgage business now.
Yep. He does. He's a math genius. Numbers. He's a math genius.
I mean,
now.
All he has to do is tell people their rates and send them their paperwork. Boom, yeah. You're done.
I'm telling you. Very shady.
I mean, I'm minimizing his job big time. Probably does a lot more than that.
Acting like these guys haven't minimized it for 2 decades. They used to just say that he would pick up Danny's laundry.
Well, hey, I think that's still part of the description.
Wonder if he could get me a better rate. I wonder if I should refi.
Well, I reached out to him about that about 6 weeks ago, and I've heard crickets since.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And meanwhile, all I read about are how rates are plummeting.
Oh, I don't mean I necessarily need him to do it. I just mean,
do I
go to Rocket Mortgage or whatever? I don't care who does it. Just make me pay less.
Right. Get money back.
Yeah. Get some cash in hand.
Put some more hair on your head.
I'm a sucker, and I always use him.
Right.
It's so dumb. I should, why don't I just, actually compare rates? Right. So, and I'll have 27 people tell me they're willing to do it, too.
Yeah. But the second you enter that online, you're going to start getting calls from a bazillion people.
Yeah.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067 is the number. That's the same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can always tweet us, at Junks Radio. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. A little bit later in the program, we're going to be joined by Matt Norland, who is a CBS Sports HQ columnist, and we'll talk about Major League Baseball's proposals in various sports to come back. I know the NBA supposedly had an anonymous text sent out to all of the players where they basically just wanted to know, are you in or you out?
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of the top players are recommending that they're in. But we will see the outcome of that. And
well, the top players play for the good teams that have a shot at winning a championship.
Makes sense to me.
I wonder if Bradley Beal's in.
Well, they're also making $30 million. I think you'd want in on that, too. I mean, I'm sorry to bring it all back to money, but if somebody's just saying, do you want to work or do you want to stay home and not make money?
If they're going to come back and just play the playoffs, it's one thing. But if they're going to come back and try and finish the regular season and get some regular season games where all the bottom feeders and the nubbies have to play, would they be interested in playing meaningless games when they're risking their health, too? I don't know.
Unless they're really going to shorten the next season, I think the ship has sailed on sort of regular season.
I think you're right.
Back.
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
If I had to guess.
I don't think.
But they might have a play-in tournament, too. You know what I mean? So the teams that are not really in the mix mathematically, maybe they have a play-in to try and get to those final spots. Who knows?
Right. I think that once they get the test, the exact same thing we talked about yesterday. When they get the testing, they'll just test these guys every day. And I don't think their health will really be in jeopardy. They're world-class athletes, maybe if one or two of them just had chemo or something, but I think they're going to be fine. Even if they get it, they'll breeze through it, and then they won't infect anybody because they'll be tested every day.
Yeah, yeah.
So I, you know,
those were the stories from yesterday. Basically, were just like the health ramifications.
Right.
How are they going to test? How long are they going to test? How often are they going to test?
Well, I tell you what, I yesterday Drabby hit me up on the chat after the show, or actually it was actually during the show, and he said you should do this, and I was like, what is it? And I clicked a link, and it was a link to LabCorp, and you could get the antibody test for $10.
Oh, really?
Because I've been seeing 120, right, to all these private labs, and I said $10. I'm like, I'm in. So I just clicked on it. It took me 10 minutes to fill out the stuff on, actually, because I was doing it during the show. So toward the end of the show, I was filling out my credit card information and all that stuff. And then after the show, I just picked, the whole day was open. I picked 11:30. I drove over there. You text them when you're there.
Where is it?
Well, there's a million LabCorp. Around me, there's a million of them. Oh, I just picked one that was 2.4 miles away. And I text them when I'm there. And then they text me when it's time to come in. I put my mask on, put my hand sanitizer in my little bag because it is a little, not my bag, my little pocket. It's a little unsettling. I will say this, when it's actually also a testing site. So they have, and it's smart, they have the testing for COVID outside, you know, because outside transmission is like negligible. So that's why they like to do the outside tests. But then you go inside and you can go to the left and you can take your antibody test. So there's people that there's, you know, people on the right are people that may have it. People right. on the left, you have to say you haven't had any symptoms for 2 weeks and you don't know anybody that's had it and all that stuff. So, you know, but anyway, you want to make sure if there's one place you want to make sure you're nice and clean. It would be, and don't touch your face. It probably would be when you show up to go take your blood test. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. That's kind of the center of activity. But I went in there, took 2 minutes. Took the blood, didn't feel anything, and now I just got to wait. Now I just got to wait.
Wait for the result.
I'm telling you, I'll do the show butt naked. Well, from the waist down. I'll porky pig this thing if it says that I am positive for the antibody. I'm preparing myself because I've spoken to a few people that have taken it, and they were negative, and they were convinced they had it. So I'm preparing myself for that result, but...
So you don't think you had it earlier in the winter?
No, I do. I think there's about a 30% chance. I know I had a virus. My doctor told me.
Oh, yeah.
They ruled I don't understand.
Why are you doing the show porky pigging it if it comes up positive?
Because that will just be so great. Because then I will just be so relieved.
Oh, so you'll be happy.
One less thing to worry about.
Oh, okay.
It'll be one less thing to worry about.
You could be doing the show porky pig now and no one would know.
Right, but still, it's the idea.
Aren't there a lot of false positives in the antibody tests?
I don't know.
I've read a lot of articles with a lot of questions. First of all, I mean, you went to LabCorp. That's legit.
Exactly.
I know there are a lot of, I think there's been reported as many as 200 different types of antibody tests. The FDA hasn't approved many of them, and a lot of them come up with false positives.
Well, that's why I didn't go to them. They were expensive, and I didn't trust them. The LabCorp's been in from the beginning. They're too legit, and literally anybody could get an antibody test. There's no – $10. All you got to do is sign up. I recommend everybody do it if you're curious. And then, frankly, if you want to get a test for COVID, there was two people in line. I mean, at the walkthrough, you just walk through and get it. Anybody can get a COVID test.
Yeah. I got one yesterday.
Yeah.
Since I tipped you off, though, you need to open the results on the air.
Here's the thing. I don't know if I can wait because I'm just desperate to know. I'm desperate to know.
You're going to find out in 24 hours.
No, I don't know. They say 3 to 5 days, 3 to 5 business days. I'm just going to, you know what? I could fake it and open on air. I'm so butt-sized to know, Drabby. Drab signed up, and then you didn't go do it.
I lost my zeal.
Why?
Because I'll be honest, I didn't really look into it when I sent it to you. I thought I was just picking something up and taking it home and doing the test at home.
It's so much easier. They do all you do is put your arm out, taking the blood literally takes a minute.
Do they take the blood out of your finger or out of your arm?
Well, just out of my arm. They took a vial of blood like you're doing a blood test.
Oh, okay. What's my time commitment?
Well, it took me – I texted them that I'm there. I waited in my car, and then it took
– It's probably 45 minutes.
No, it took me – oh, my God. Total time from parking?
Yeah.
Eight minutes?
So it only took you 3 minutes to get there from your house?
Oh, I mean, I'm saying once I parked.
Well, yeah. the total time commitment drive is probably 30 to 40 minutes because, you know, you drive, you wait, you take the test, you drive home.
Well, as we've talked about before, getting in the car is a relief because you're out of your house.
Where's the closest LabCorp to Aldi?
I think there's one in Fairfax.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere because they do employee drug testing.
Yeah, they're
literally
everywhere.
So it would take you. It would probably take you an hour round trip.
Just alert me when there's a flu / COVID vaccine combo because I'll go in and I'll take that.
Well, that's gonna be a while though, Cakes.
Well, just wake me up when September ends.
See, if you were like me,
just give me that. That's all I need.
If you were like me and you were sick from August 1, basically,
right
through, you know. March, April.
Right. For 6 months, basically.
For six months. And I kept going to the doctor and getting antibiotics and getting all this stuff. And I had the flu and I had all these different sinus and all these different things. I mean, I think there's a chance.
Maybe.
Well,
the only thing
COVID
I'm worried about is the accuracy. There's an article today
in
the New York Times, which this is just the sub headline. In a population whose infection rate is 5%, a test that is 90% accurate delivers a false positive nearly 70% of the time.
I don't know, JP. It's LabCorp. I trust them. I'm sure there's a false positive thing to it. But that's fine. You know, what do you not want to take it? I don't want to take it. I want to know. I want to know, and I'll roll. Every test have false positives. Every test you take. I mean, some are worse than others.
I can't believe it's that high.
Yeah. That doesn't even make sense the way JP read it. If it's 10%, read it again, JP. Your Tom
subheadline says, in a population whose infection rate is 5%, a test that is 90% accurate will deliver a false positive nearly 70% of the time.
Okay, but that's not to the individual. Maybe that means, I don't know.
It is confusing.
It's very
confusing. Harvard medical study.
I don't know.
But
I'm not understanding the way they're phrasing
it. I don't understand the math either. It's been a long time since I dealt with standard deviations and things like that. But
yeah, that maybe they mean overall, like every day. I don't know.
70% seems really, really high.
Listen, I trust that LabCorp, which has worked directly with with Fauci and Birx and the administration and all their doctor people. I trust that that's as good a test as you're going to find. And I took it, and I'm butt-sized to know. And I'm assuming it's going to be negative because I can't be nothing. I can't be that lucky. Because if I have it, I will be sized. I'll go help my mom. I'll go help my in-laws. I'll go donate plasma.
Come to work?
I can do that.
Yeah, see, he said it. He said
pay for parking.
Wouldn't be that sized. Yeah, you gonna pay for my parking?
Well, I can tell you that the COVID test wasn't nearly as much fun.
It
was very uncomfortable.
You did the up the nose trick.
Yeah, the swab was probably three or four times the size of a Q-tip. It was pretty long.
Yeah.
And it seemed like they stuck that thing all the way up.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're gonna choke.
Well, they do, and they go, and it takes a turn.
Yeah, you feel like you're going to choke. Uh-huh. It was very uncomfortable.
Well, why?
And it seemed like she had it up there for 10 minutes. It was only 2 seconds, but it was so uncomfortable. I just wanted to get the hell out of there.
Well, I don't know why they're still doing that. Can you seek out the rapid tests? Like, why are they still giving that with a super invasive one?
No idea. Yeah. I asked her. I said, you going to take blood or you doing the swab? And she looked on her paperwork. She goes, no, they need the swab on this one.
Yeah, but they do swabs, but they do a rapid test swab, I think.
What do you mean a rapid test?
They have ones where they get the results in 5 minutes. And it's not a blood test.
They said 24 hours.
Yeah, because there's a variety of different kinds.
No idea. I'm just saying it was very uncomfortable, and I hope I never have to do it again. Ever.
It was
probably
that painful.
Well, it wasn't painful. It was just uncomfortable. I mean,
yeah.
You just feel like you're trying to breathe through because your natural reaction is to breathe through your nose, but you can't because there's got something up there. So I tried to breathe through my mouth, and it just felt like I was choking. And she's sticking it up there, and my head's going back and back and back because I'm just trying to avoid the swab.
Yeah, and you're recoiling.
It was just awful. Ugh. I was only in there for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It's the worst 3 minutes of my life.
Well,
I think the one on Friday is going to be worse.
But at least
that's
I'll be
just me.
Well, at least I'll be asleep.
Yeah, he'll be sedated.
But I did have to wear a mask. It's the only time I've ever worn a mask in this nightmare.
I don't have a problem with wearing it indoors.
Well, they required
it. Yeah, I think wearing it outdoors is
She met me
stupid.
Outside, gave her $20. She goes, here, you got to wear this. And opened it up, put the black mask on, walked in there, was in there for 3 minutes, got the hell out of there. And then sped home.
Did you hit the hand sanitizer? I mean, it feels so dumb. It just feels so dumb.
I did not use the – I didn't even see it in there. I'm sure they had it.
No, but it's critical.
I just wanted to get the hell out of there.
As soon as I get into my car after any errand, I have to have – I don't carry it with me. I'm not that vigilant. But as soon as I get it in the car and, like, before I press, like, the button to start the car, I've got to hit the hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bizarre. So Tom came over and we had a couple cocktails. We're just catching up. You know, I haven't done that with a friend in, you know – months, and I served him a couple drinks, and I said, because I know he's very fastidious anyway, I said, here you go, hit I just put out a thing of hand sanitizer. I said, after I hand you this glass, you can hit that hand sanitizer, you can feel comfy, you're not gonna offend me,
right?
I'll hit my own. I know you don't have corona, I know I don't have it, but just for ease of mind, just here, you hit that, I'll hit that, and we'll enjoy ourselves. And so we just did it. It was kind of awkward for a second, but then we made a joke of it. You know,
can't believe you were up drinking at 11, having chips at 11:30.
I went to bed at 11:30. I kicked them out a little before that. But, yeah, it takes some winding down.
By the way, I switched up my routine last night. I didn't have two beers. I had one beer. I also had a vodka with a wave soda mixed in.
Ah, how did that go?
I threw in the grapefruit with the Deep Eddy vodka.
How was it?
All it was delicious.
Yeah,
right.
It sounds
tasty.
Delicious. I'm jealous I couldn't have one.
It was so good.
Yeah, if you saw yesterday when I started my fire, the king had a wave soda. I think I had the blueberry.
A vodka grapefruit, is that a Cape Cod? What is that?
Oh, I don't know. It actually has a name? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, if you do vodka grapefruit, I believe so.
Well, I mean, vodka and orange juice is a screwdriver, obviously. Yeah.
I think that's called a Greyhound.
A Greyhound.
Yeah, Greyhound. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I do like to go to the Greyhound races down at West Palm, so it makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, it was good. It was tasty.
The Cape Cod,
Cape Cod is vodka cranberry.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
Oh, I've had a million Cape Cods.
Isn't that a sea breeze, or am I getting that mixed up? Sea breathe?
I don't know, dude.
Now you're making me look up sea breeze.
Yeah, you got to look it up. You got to shake it up.
Right. Well, anyway, I'm butt-sized. My son's actually going to go back to school and pick up his stuff. He still hasn't picked up his stuff this weekend when his finals are over and he's going to stay with a buddy. And I'm thinking about, when he comes back, just making him take a test. Mm-hmm. Just to make sure, you know, it doesn't affect his mother or sister.
So he's going up there and spending the night or coming right back?
No, he's spending the night. He might spend two nights. It's fine with me. Kid needs to get out of here.
I don't know all the ins and outs, EB, but I actually looked at LabCorp's description of the antibody test, and the missing element here is also, beyond potential for a false positive, is you can also come up negative, but they say the antibody sometimes takes a couple weeks to develop.
Sure.
So it might not show up because it might be in your system but not show up until two weeks later.
That's why they ask you, have you had any symptoms within the last 2 weeks?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can't, because you could be asymptomatic. I mean, there's always a window.
Yeah.
But look, I'm just going to take it as by and large correct.
Right.
And by the way,
I would too.
I would take it as by and large correct.
But just to give you what the sea breeze is.
Yeah.
It does have cranberry, but it also has
grapefruit.
So it's both.
Oh, okay. Got it. Let's try one of those. Sounds
you
delicious.
You understand that when you take an HIV test, all those things could be false positives, false negatives. All of those things. They're all
correct. Yeah, I've never taken one. And I don't think I will ever take one, but sure.
Any test like that, there can be false positives, false negatives. It's part of test taking. You know.
Correct. I'm just saying, when I see a number like 70%, and that's just statistics, I would have a little precaution about it.
I would be careful when I say things like, that's just statistics, so it must be fact. Statisticians can all put stats in a way, interpret them in a way, and put them in a way You could have one statistician have one view of something, and he could tout he could turn the stats his way, and another statistician who has a different agenda can turn the stats his way. I mean, it's happening every day. So, you know, I don't know. Happens in football stats. Happens in sports. So,
I can tell you that the COVID test, $20, like I said, mm-hmm. very uncomfortable, but. I was thinking as I was driving home, I was thinking, you know what? Wouldn't be that bad if I tested positive because that means my colonoscopy would be canceled.
Right.
Because they would call me up and go, yeah, we can't have you in here. You got to quarantine yourself for 2 weeks.
Kicking that can down the road.
But aren't you like me? Like, I'm dreading this colonoscopy thing, and I'll do it. My doctor said just do it, you know, at some point this year.
Yeah.
So I'll do it. But I'm more just nervous just sort of about the results than I am. The, you know, sitting on the toilet, that's going to suck.
Yeah, it all sucks. Yeah, it all sucks.
But it's also just the anxiety of them going in there and saying, oh, yeah, I found 47 things.
Polyps,
in there.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, I'm nervous about
tumor.
That, too. Of course,
that's the
I'm nervous.
I'm nervous about.
I'm nervous about all of it.
I'm on the toilet all the time. I like being on the toilet.
That's why you drink more alcohol. It solves everything.
Oh, and I'm so jealous that you guys are talking about your cocktails. I haven't had anything since Saturday.
All right, got to take a break.
That? And I'm going to just get pummeled on Friday night.
Yeah.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back. Welcome back to the show. Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Don't forget, if you miss any part of today's show, you can hit the rewind feature on the radio.com app. You should already have it on your phone. Should have had it months ago. But if you don't, just go to the app store, download it, radio.com, put it on your phone already.
It's a great app, Cakes. I don't know why
certainly
everybody
is.
I don't know why everybody doesn't have it.
They should have it by now.
TMZ is incredible. They really are. And, you know, who cares if they're right or wrong and breaking news and that sort of thing, because they clearly have botched things. But, I mean, how amazing are they that in the middle of The Last Dance, they find a way to track down Michael Jordan's son? I mean, now, when I first clicked on this, I thought it was like catching him, like, leaving, like, Mr. Chow's or whatever it is, or some fancy L.A. spot. But it looks like he's sitting for an interview. So maybe, but somehow they track down Michael Jordan's son, Marcus, and they ask. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
What did they talk about?
I don't know. I talked about the best and worst parts about being his son.
Oh, okay.
You know, in that documentary, he's this little kid, right? And he's like stroking his dad's shoulders. Here, he's got a big long beard. It looks like freaking Mr. T with all his jewelry. You know, he looks like he's probably in his mid-30s.
Is he the one who played at Illinois?
I don't know. There's two of them. They both played.
He played at Central Florida.
Oh, okay. Right.
I think
the other one
played
at Illinois.
One of them started at Illinois and then they transferred, or vice versa.
Marcus owns like a really popular sneaker store. I don't think he's hard to track down.
Yeah, but still, they do stuff like that, and then they highlight, because I guess CeCe Sabathia put it on Instagram, or somebody did. Did you see it, Jason, the photo of him now? He's all jacked.
Mm-mm.
I guess he's been on a plant-based diet for 2 years now. And CeCe Sabathia looks like, I mean, just looks like a tank.
Here, well, I knew he was losing weight, but I hadn't seen him recently. I haven't seen him since, I don't know, probably the baseball season.
Jason, here, go to the
On the Hangout.
Yeah, put it on the Hangout thing. Here you go.
Yeah, it's like the Hangouts.
click on that joint. Look at CeCe. Look at
CeCe time.
That's what old EB's shoulders used to look like in back in college. Used to have those watermelons. Yeah, right?
Remember, and then
you can see his belly. He still has
a little bit of a
skin.
Belly. Yeah.
He'd probably never be able to get rid of that.
Right.
But
he was he over 300 pounds at one point? I think he was.
Oh, he had to be. He was massive.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks jacked. So that's pretty good for him. Maybe I'll go in there and start lifting again today. Stop going for these.
CeCe's your inspiration.
I haven't lifted in probably a week. just been going on these pansy walks every day. JP's got
you guys been following the story of the killing of Ahmaud Arbery down in Florida?
Yeah,
not
terrible.
Much. It's just horrible. Yeah.
It was in Georgia,
horrible.
Right?
Oh, it was in Georgia? I thought it was Florida.
I believe it was Georgia,
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right, Georgia.
Those kind of stories I just hate. I can't even
Oh, I mean, it's terrible.
And a combination that in a lot of the places, 80% of the people who have been cited for not socially distancing have been black. It's absurd.
Yeah, I don't know. Why, is that there in Georgia? Or just
no, not necessarily there. I think in just, you know, just that racism still exists is absurd.
Yeah, of course.
Well, that's never going to go away. Racism's never going away. I'm just the story is, I mean, the fact that it was caught on video. And I think the guy who was filming it has death threats or had some death threats.
Yeah, why did they film it? Like, I don't even understand. I don't even know what the hell. I know they killed the kid and he was going for a run, it appears. So no reason to kill him. He's just so dumb.
Well, they claim they thought that he was the guy who was breaking and entering the homes in the neighborhood. And they tried to stop him and do a citizen's arrest, and he wouldn't stop. And then he came after. Have you seen the video? He kind of comes after the one guy.
Well, again, even if you think that's what's happening, that's police's job.
I agree. Like, I agree.
You don't need to be a hero and try
citizens
to, you know.
Citizens arrests, they're pretty much stupid. I mean,
isn't that a relic from like the 50s or the 60s? People really still do that.
I know a guy, and you know a guy too. I'm going to type his name in right here, who performed a citizen's arrest.
When?
Like a week, like a month ago. Two months ago. Yes. Yeah.
And for what? Social distancing? Was that the deal? Or
no, like, you know what it was for? I mean,
no.
he did the right thing, I guess. I would never do it. It was for a drunk driver. He was behind a guy that he thought was drunk because the way the guy was driving, it clearly was hammered.
Right.
And somehow, I don't know, at a stoplight or something, he performed a friggin' citizen's arrest.
That's crazy.
All right, let me see.
I
you
need
gotta
to know
punch
this
it up.
Name.
You want me to type in the name?
Yeah.
I saw this on my my Facebook page.
Yeah, again, that's Oops. One where if I were the driver, you call 911 and say, I've got a drunk driver in front of me. Here's where I am. You need to come arrest this person.
No, okay. He did it himself.
I see that name.
He did it himself.
Impressive.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Hey, if you're going to get a menaced drunk driver off the streets.
Right, so you can't knock it.
No, I mean.
I'm never going to perform a citizen's arrest. Why would I ever put myself in harm's way?
It'll never, ever happen.
Yeah.
I don't have the hero gene.
Yeah, I don't have. I told you that.
I've got the gambling gene. I've got the game of skill gene. I've got the DFS gene. I don't have a hero gene.
Right.
I just don't.
No, I don't have it. It was proven when the guy. I already knew
it. You've got the in-the-box gene when it comes to vacations.
But totally. When the guy plowed into our building, I thought a bomb was going to go off. JP went in there and cared about the driver. I didn't care about the driver. I thought they could have had a bomb strike.
I just wanted to get out
of
an
accident. I cared about TwitPix.
Yeah, I got my TwitPix.
I still can't believe. By the way, I still can't believe that happened.
Yeah,
I can't believe Noodles didn't get run over. I can't believe Valdez didn't get killed.
Yeah,
Valdez was inches away from death.
Wasn't that a day where, like, Brett was off?
No, here's the detail that you guys are missing is that Brett was on vacation or something like that.
He normally sits in that chair, right?
No. I normally sit in that chair, and then, like, the intern sits to the left, like, closest to the entrance to the room.
Yes.
So Brett was gone, so I was in the studio running the board.
You got elevated.
Yes. And then our intern... was sitting by the door, not where the computer was, and so the car crashed through the building, basically hit the seat where I would have been sitting if Brett didn't have off.
Right,
so you owe me your life, Matt.
So I would have been dead if it weren't for the hot dog king.
Right,
that's right. You owe your life to him.
Basically, yes.
Yeah, you pretty much do.
Do you think you would have seen it?
I think about that probably once a week.
You do?
Yes.
Do you think you wouldn't have, it's not like you would have seen it coming because we had blinds there.
Oh,
right?
It was so quick. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
even if you see it coming, you wouldn't. I mean, how would you have time?
Why would you even be aware that a car is getting ready to plow into the building?
Well, just if the blinds were up and you're looking outside.
Yeah, but those blinds are never up.
They're never up, and he's looking at the computer the whole time.
Yeah.
He's not never looking outside.
Yeah, I'm looking at Egotastic for Eric's entertainment page.
And let me tell you something. When that car hit the building, it was going hard. It felt like an earthquake.
It sounded like a small I thought at first like a small plane had crashed into the like somebody had missed a runway and had landed in our building.
And it wasn't like that. That building was like a fortress. It was like a brick fortress.
Yeah. Now he hit it at the weak spot where it was just like a little, you know, it was just a pane of glass basically with a metal frame around it.
Yeah.
But the fact that going back and looking at that scene, like he had to split the uprights between like two trees, two pretty big trees, and wedge his car right into that one spot, and he found a way to do it.
Do we know that wasn't like a suicide attempt or something? Like what was that?
I'm pretty confident the guy fell asleep at the wheel because
it was
on a.
Yeah, but how do you fall asleep for 50 yards? I mean, it was
that's 2 seconds.
Well, plus I'm driving 35, 40 miles an hour.
It doesn't make sense, but that's what he claimed.
It makes no sense.
I think he was driving too fast, too, because it was
slick. He lost control.
It was slick outside.
It was, yeah, I remember it being kind of slick.
Yeah, so he probably lost control of his vehicle. That's what it is. Yeah.
No, but if you looked at the truck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.